Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you the Word of God, teaching you how to overcome. And we're talking about overcoming the temptations that Satan brings against man to try to bring destruction. We saw the purpose of the temptation. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We also saw the fact that he comes to take the word out of your heart, lest you would believe it, and it would produce fruit. And he's also going to try your faith. He wants to stop the production of your faith because he knows that your faith will move your mountain. Your faith will receive from the Lord, and God's word will bring forth fruit after its kind. Now, Satan works by bringing thoughts, by bringing circumstances, by bringing people, by bringing anything he can to divert your attention off the word of God. If you don't look at things through the eyes of the word of God, you won't see the situation as God sees it. But instead, you'll see it as the devil wants you to see it. If your attention, your vision's been diverted off the word, then the enemy has been successful to deceive you, and he tries to cloud the issues and get you to doubt, get you to waver, not to be on the word. And when this happens, then you are going to be open for a fall. An example that we gave was in John chapter 11, where Jesus came and he said unto Martha, take ye away the stone. But Martha said, the sister of him, here that was dead, said that he was dead for these 4 days, and he said, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead the 4 days. Otherwise, appealing to the natural. Martha could not believe because she was moved by the natural, by the fact that he had been dead for that period of time, and by the fact that she observed that he stinketh. Well, Jesus said, he said, if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. He said, you'd see the glory of God. That's the manifest presence, the power of God coming into manifestation. And, of course, he proceeded to speak the word, and Lazarus came forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth, and he was loosed and raised from the dead. Another example we gave is in Mark chapter 5, in verse 22, speaking of Jairus. Jairus was one of the rulers of the synagogue there, and he came and he looked to Jesus to bring forth healing for his daughter. She was at the point of death, and Jesus went with him, and the people followed him and thronged him. Well, while he was on the way, there came one from this ruler of the synagogue's house, and this one said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Reporting the natural realm fact, and then throwing in the temptation, why trouble thou the master any further? Well, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And you've got to realize that what the enemy is trying to do is to get you to quit believing and acting upon God's word. And he tries to bring fear. That's what he was doing here, trying to sow fear into him so he would give up. Instead, Jesus said, be not afraid, only believe. And you need to understand that when a temptation from the enemy comes, the Lord will be there in order, speaking to you, telling you what's the right thing. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll be quickening to you the Word of God, quickening to you what is right. And you need to learn to listen and acknowledge the Word of God and acknowledge what the Holy Spirit is doing so that you will not be deceived by the temptation. Now remember, this temptation, this test that the enemy's bringing at you is deceptive. It's trying to bring you to the place of giving up on the promise of God. And it is going to appeal to your intellect. It's going to appeal to your senses. It's going to appeal to anything that would draw you away from the Word of God. And that's exactly what's happened. When you're tempted, you've been drawn away and brought into a contradiction about the Word of God. And if you are in a contradiction about the Word of God and you yield to that temptation, then that's what produces sin. Remember that the temptation is not sin. It is if you yield to it and act upon it in your life. Another example we saw was in Matthew 14. Here's where Jesus was walking on the sea and the disciples saw him. They were afraid, and Jesus identified who he was. And then Peter said, "If it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Well, Jesus went down after Jesus said, "Come." He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But then in verse 30, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was moved by what he saw. He saw the wind boisterous. He was afraid. Anytime you get out of faith and you get into fear, you have just succumbed to the enemy's temptation. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And Jesus, of course, stretched forth his hand, caught him, and raised him up. And he said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" We don't want to give place to this temptation through doubt. And that's exactly what he did, though, through what he was looking at. He got his eyes off of Jesus, and he got his eyes on the circumstance, what he saw. This is why, if you're going to stay in faith and you're going to overcome the temptations of the enemy, you've got to keep yourself single-minded on the Word. A double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways, and that essentially was what happened there to Peter. You've got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Another example we saw was in 1 Samuel 30. This is when David and his men were come back after they'd been out doing some battles against the enemy, and they came back and they found their city. It was burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Well, the people were greatly distressed, talked about stoning David, and he was greatly distressed over the situation. But instead of looking at that, instead of allowing himself to get overtaken by the circumstance, David encouraged himself in the Lord, and he inquired of the Lord, and God told him what to do, and he obeyed God, and he went and pursued the enemy and recovered all. This is what you've got to do. Whenever some kind of attack comes against you, you've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Go and seek him. Go and inquire of him, and listen to what he tells you to do, and then obey him, and you're going to see that restoration is going to come forth in your life. Well, in Luke chapter 4, we see that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, he returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. And 40 days he was tempted of the devil. And 40 is the word for, the number for, temptation and testing. And here the devil was testing him. And we see that the way that Jesus overcame him was through the Word of God. Now, the devil is going to appeal to things that you would have need of. He's going to appeal to the natural and to your needs. That's what he did in that first temptation. The devil said, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it should be made bread." Well, Jesus answered and said, "It's written, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." He was not going to fall for that. Of course, he was hungry after 40 days, but he wasn't going to yield unto that. And instead, he was going to act according to the Word of God. And he said, "It is written, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word." He wasn't going to take directions from the devil and do what the devil wanted him to do. Instead, he was going to let the Word of God produce it in his life. Praise God. And then, of course, Satan brought him to the high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And he said, "All this power," that word is exousia, meaning authority, "all this authority will I give thee, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it." Well, he was telling a half-truth where he said, "All this power, authority, will I give thee." He had it to give because Adam's fall had transferred the authority into the hands of Satan. He was the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. But, of course, the temptation came after that. He said, "I can give it to you." Then he goes on and says, "If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." Here he mixes a truth with a temptation. Of course, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." You got to discern what the enemy's after, and he was after Jesus' worship. Well, then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence." He was always wanting Jesus to prove who he was. He said, "It's written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee." And you know, the devil knows Scripture. That's a quote from Scripture. The devil can take Scripture and try to twist it in a different way to try to get you to act upon it to prove something, as he was trying to get here, Jesus to prove that he was the Son of God as such. Well, down in verse 12, Jesus said, he dealt with it again. It said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He spoke the word, and the way Jesus dealt with temptation was he spoke the word. And that's what you're going to have to learn to do in your life. You know, in Hebrews 4:15, the Bible, speaking of Jesus, says, in all points, he was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In all points, he was tempted, but he didn't fall for the sins that the enemy tried to trap him into. You've got to be ready to overcome what the enemy brings against you. The Bible says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Or the word weak means strengthless. Your spirit is willing and ready, but the flesh is strengthless. This is why you've got to walk in the spirit by the word of God. And you got to learn to watch. Be vigilant. You know, your adversary is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Watch and pray the word of God, and don't enter into it. Remember, the temptation is not a sin, but if you enter into it, then it is conceived and it produces sin. And your spirit is always ready to do the word of God, willing and ready, but your flesh is strengthless. You're not going to overcome the temptation by your own ability, by your own willpower. You're going to have to do it by the word of God through the power of the Spirit. And it's important that you be ready to overcome this. You know, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible says, in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to succor, that means aid, them that are tempted. Jesus will come and run to the aid of those that are tempted. He'll be right there to give you the answer if you'll listen to him. In fact, he'll even deliver you out of the thing. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. He knows how to deliver you out of this thing. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. You know, when the righteous cry, the Lord hears us and delivers us out of all of our troubles. The Bible says many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. The temptations the enemy brings are designed to get you off the word. They're designed to stop your faith. They're designed to bring you down. You've got to be ready to resist them by speaking the word of God, by watching and praying, and resisting that enemy, being sure that you are walking in the spirit with a spirit-ruled mind, thinking on what the word says, rather than giving place to the devil. Well, overcome, and God will give you the act on these principles, and you're going to see you're going to come out victorious over temptation in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.